Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and lions shall break every chain. The conquering lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Water.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you good.
Okay. Yeah, Brother Drew, this is the seventh week that we went into the 12 laws of nature under the science of eugenics study. This is the seventh week. We first learned, in the first week we learned about the electro side of the body, our body, which I call our spaceship, see, because our minds are off inside of a body, which is a spaceship that's traveling on inside of, on a planet that's traveling, the mothership traveling 1,050 miles an hour. And this is your spaceship, your baby spaceship that the mind was put off into the spaceship. So when you're in your seventh week, the number seven means perfect. That Brother Drew know that from being around me many years, that when I say we're going to get perfect and see the number eight is 1 degree above perfect, we're going to be mathematically speaking, the number 8 is 2 ciphers, 306 is top on, so that would be 720 degrees of wisdom and knowledge that we're going to travel in our spaceships on Earth to this other side of the planet when we start dealing with the 12 laws of nature, which everything in creation falls up under this law. The law ain't never understood and got lost over a period of years when the Anglo-Saxon conquered the black people on Earth. Then how the original law was taught, it had been done away with and hid into what is known as esoteric knowledge. And this is some of your, the highest form of esoteric knowledge is what the white boy called a science of eugenics as we speak. But we're going to go into it and put it down into color folks' term where everybody can understand it and get it out of these great big long words that you have to have a summa cum laude and then you won't know. But we're going to break it down into what layman terms is and the way that my grandfather broke it down to me and my great-great-grandmothers and my forefathers told me the story of it. One magnetic energy is feminine energy. It's still female. It is the energy that you can see. So once you become a being and you can see each other, that energy is feminine, meaning that your body is feminine. And when we go into the book of Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom and knowledge, and these Proverbs, some of them was put in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, many, many different religious books you go into, you see over 5,000 Proverbs in it. Proverb is a short statement that is directly to the point used for wisdom and knowledge. And in 2014, we can take that. It clearly tells you that the father gives a commandment and the mother gives you the law. Now, the law they're talking about is the 12 laws of nature, because the female, let's break that word down, means iron male. That's a compound word. What makes the female different from the male is that she has a womb and that she represents the creator on earth as we speak. She's not a bitch in a hole and all of these names that degenerate her. She is the female. This is the mother. When they talk about Mother Nature, this is what our ancestors was talking about. Mother Nature, this female. You're not a woman. The word woman means without man. The female has a male because it can't exist a male, because the second law of nature is the laws of opposite. So it had to be positive and negative, male and female, hot and cold, black and white. And each one of those energies was an enemy to each other's. The naked, but both of them had to go together to create a being, because what we are understanding how a being is being created. But the feminine side of creation is very important, because a nation can rise no higher than the female. And when our female has become not soul sisters and soul brothers no more, and we become bitches and hoes and dog and food, then we have to stop sign. We have to put a big stop sign up and say, got to stop somewhere. But it has to come through proper teaching. And where it just so happened, you're going to be taught by a male that was taught by some females about creation, so we can understand the role that the female and a nation of people. This is very important that the people that's childbearing age should know this knowledge. People that ain't childbearing age is something that you should have taught the children. But because the white man has made the female evil up under a religious called Christianity, that Eve ate the apple and made man sin and she's the cursed thing on earth, then 95% of our people that looks like us, colored people, that's in the United States and born into this, that's with Christianity, they believe the Adam and Eve story, which got started at 4004 B.C. So we know the history of that. So we have to go back to the original teaching. So the original teaching started with the female. You had to understand what feminine energy was. This is your body. Your body is made out of all the elements that's in the earth. We talked about those last week. We stopped at the nervous system of this body, which is feminine. This body is feminine. So these are the laws that you had to understand. The purpose of the nervous system is to coordinate the body's response to change internal and external environment. The major organ and their function is the brain, control central of the body where all processes are relayed through. It consists of a cerebellum, which controls your thoughts and senses, and your cerebellum, which controls the motor function. Now, this medulla oblongata only came when you got crossbred with the Anunnakis, the albino man, the white man, the Gentile, the cracker, what I call it. This is when you had this medulla oblongata and certain parts of your brain stopped functioning. It was only due to one thing, one reason, dietary laws. And this is why it is very important to know how your shell is made or how your temple is made of, spaceship or whatever you want to call this body. You had to know what it was made out of, because only you with a correct mind could take care of this. It's just like a great big giant computer. You can reprogram it and program it if you can bring it back up to function after 5 or 6 years of getting off of stuff and stuff, having a proper diet. You can repair this body, and with mind and meditation, you can do that. You have the power and the mind to do this if you follow certain steps, and that deals with strict dietary laws. And if you out of whack in certain ages, if you go to that, you still can be active and stuff and do some studying on it. But why is this so central that you have to understand how your nervous system works? First of all, it's the first thing that is formed in the placenta when it gets your book on the process. Your food that you eat has to be high-grade food, because when it's turned to protoplasm and it feeds all parts of the body, the brain, you had to know this, it's the last thing that gets fed. And all of this is done in a split second when the stuff gets to running through this system. It's just like a big old giant computer with going the sound of speed and light, how this food that you eat when it digests and goes through, just like the speed of sound, it goes through your body and it goes that quick through your body. Why you have to have high-grade food in you to feed the brain so your brain cells won't die over a period of years. Your brain cells will die. Alcohol, tobacco, other substances can create brain cells. You can't have these brain cells dying. That is why the baby, when it's first born, its brain power is super to somebody, say, give him some pot liquor and cornbread, and you switch over his system and start training him to eat solid foods and not the correct food. Then you reprogram his brain that had been programmed perfect for the first 3 years, but then you reprogram his brain, and by the 5 years old, the number five means power. He had power with reprogram, but what school of thoughts was he using when you reprogrammed when this baby was born? were you a Hebrew Israelite? Were you a Muslim of the 5%, or were you a Christian? That's what makes the difference in your baby and your child and the way he thinks, his ability to think, his ability to learn, his smartness come through this here. Was he fed the correct food? Now, if there was a black child born in any time period in there that their parents follow these laws of dietary laws, then that child is a different kind of child that you see today. That's why you see a different child with the Hebrew Israelite, a different child, especially with the Nation of Islam. You see a different teenage child than you see of a Christian child, only because of the food, the forbidden food that the Christians eat. The child's mind cannot think. And then if you know how this nervous system works, the nervous system, after a certain period of time, it shut down. When it locks down, then it becomes hereditary genetic traits, meaning that every baby after a certain generation, because of the eating and the breeding and the rebuilding and breeding and rebuilding of this, you got 3, 4, 5 generations where the gene, you done reprogram the gene just because of not eating the right food. You can't think right. And you had to understand this. And this is why they call this feminine, is because this is supposed to be taught by the mama. The mama, the mother, ama, in our language, the word ama, like you know, you always say, ama, ama, please, ma, ama. Well, in our language, ama means mother. Abba means father. In the language of Yah, Yahwehism, which is the old, I'm telling you, the oldest practice known to mankind of how we survive, and the teaching of Yah, the school of thoughts that we went by, not what a white man went by, but what we as the people of color on the earth in all four hemispheres once went by. It's because we knew how we was made, and you have history of how long the people lived and bred in the East. Well, the Jews brought to the Western Hemisphere that history of his brothers and the peoples that came over here when they ate and followed Yahwehism, which is called Hebrew in today's society. That's what was called over there, but that ain't the true name. That is not the original name. The original name is that ways of Yah. It's just like in your Bible, Psalm 68:4, it's clear to tell you that the God of heaven's name is Yah. But you ask the Christian, he'll tell you it's Jesus. So, at the 119 Psalms of the Bible, it is very clear that the language of Yah is there, because the language that is at 119 Psalms, the 10th sign and symbol, is Yah. And in the Bible, when you go read what is the name of the God of heaven's name, it's going to be in his feminine form, because the language is male and female. That's what makes the language balanced. The laws are opposite. It has to be balanced. It can't be imbalanced if we speak in a language that's imbalanced. And so in order for you to get a clear picture of it, you had to understand that first, how I got to raise this baby of mine. It's very important that you had to know how to raise this baby so this baby can come up a certain way with a certain thinking. And the only way you can do that is have a working knowledge. You don't have to have a knowledge like me, like studying all the years, but it was just a hobby to me to study this. And this nervous system, it deals with electro energy, and when you go look at the chart of the nervous system, you see the different bugs. One of the key things is those sheets that hold and sparkle, that thing deals with melon. And like Big Mama said, the Choctaw people and the Cushata people had plenty of melanin in them because they were plenty black to the point that they tongue, some of them tongue, like my daddy, was black and speckled. That's how black they were, blacker than they hair. This whole, the nerves cells together, these melon sprinkles, they call them buds, hold it together so the blacker you are, that's where that old corn saying, I guess, got started, Brother Drew, the more nerves you got, meaning that you don't fear anything. Fear won't trip. You got melanin in your body. That's the reason I can't fear anything. You didn't fear something that you already know what it was. And that was an amazing how Pop was teaching me about that. He said, this is why we didn't fear anything, because this melon that goes into making these nerves. So you can see that how it's very important that you know the system. Get some static. Do you hear? Brother Drew.
So what's there one more time, Brother Dewar?
I'm getting some static.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Oh, okay. Okay, the next system that we'll talk about is the endocrine system. Now, the endocrine system deals with something that white folks told you don't believe it. And the endocrine system in your body deals with evolution. It deals with control, growth, development, metabolism, and reproduction through the production of secretion of hormones. Your major organs is your pituitary gland, your thyroid, pyroid, adrenal gland, pancreas, testes, and ovaries. Now, Brother Drew, your endocrine system is the science of evolution, because you evolve whether you want to or not. Your body automatically, Brother Drew, triggers this endocrine system to the standpoint that you can base it on a 1 to 5, to 9, to 12, to 18, up to 21 years of age on how you evolve through a system called the endocrine system that is already built in this shell, inside this shell, and you can't see it. And this is why when you understand that everything evolves, does it evolve, and in order to evolve correctly, it couldn't be given anything artificial. It's a very important system here, is your endocrine system. Because once your food is artificial, after 3 generations, which is 36 years, you producing children that is artificial. 3 generations after that generation, then the children that be born would be artificial, meaning that their body would be reprogrammed not to eat the original food, but artificial food. I give you a good example. Vegetables is what we were raised on. Pizza is what the X generation of people is raised on. Because when they started putting artificial foods came out in the food. And so you can mark how many generations and what time period that we were in with the student that's being born in your children and your daughters and your mothers and your auntie. These children are synthetic children. They are artificial, especially if they're Christian. Now, if they raise in the ways of the Black Muslims or the Hebrew Israelite or the five sinners, more than likely these children is over here and they ain't suffering from these diseases and stuff that your Christians who say they live under grace from these dietary laws are suffering. To the standpoint that the Christians in the church, mind control, the 4% of the Christian children is on mind control and drugs and mentally ill. So if that is true, then you need to look deep in your food right now, because your child ain't eating nothing but what we call now junk food. His body's not programmed to eat broccoli, kale, spinach, beans without meat. His body's not programmed for that. His body's programmed for hamburgers, for pizzas. This is artificial food, and that's all his body. So you got to reprogram this person's body or write him off. And all because of this system right here. You don't understand how this underground system works when it starts secreting. See, the most two important organs in this endocrine system is your testes and your ovaries. This testes got to be A+, the ovaries where this secretion got to be C, lemon sperm got to be A+. If it ain't A+, if it's D and C and F, then what kind of babies are you creating now? And one type of babies that you are creating, now I don't care. Let's look at some, Brother Drew. I don't care what race of people the baby gets that disease, what they call Down syndrome or mongoloidism. They all look the same. Have you noticed that? I don't give a damn what nationality is. They all look the same. And this is dietary. You created this monster-looking baby because of crossbreeding of seed with this white boy who you weren't supposed to cross, mix your seed. His brother told you if you cross your seed, then you'll get these type of children. You constantly marrying and integrating in as we speak right now, especially the Christians. They believe in his ways totally. They have become Democrats and Republicans. And they are him. They got a black face, but they school of thoughts the way they think. It's him. So those type of people, you ain't going to hardly get them to even understand or even entertain this, because it ain't in their DNA. Only the people that listen to this and understand this is the DNA. This endocrine system that's in your body, each person, it is very important that this endocrine system be of high quality. What's so killing about it, Brother Drew, is that for you to get a perfect child, all these systems got to be 100%. They have to be what is called balanced. Can't one of them be imbalanced, meaning that you had to eat the proper food. They ain't going to never get imbalanced if you eat the proper food and don't eat animal meat, because you couldn't be the beast of the field. They warn you of this because the law of the beast of the field, they warn you this in the Bible, Leviticus, the 11th chapter Leviticus, and then they made it a covenant, that's an everlasting covenant that you couldn't, that was a covenant that you couldn't break the law of the beast, meaning that you couldn't eat meat. But then when the people asked to eat meat, then you was told to process meat a certain way, not to eat the blood of animal. The blood of animal and the milk of an animal is a DNA. You ain't supposed to give a baby cow milk. That's a human being. You ain't supposed to do that. You ain't supposed to give no baby cow milk. And the Bible called him a bovine when they said Noah was a bovine. But Drew, you know when we read that book?
Noah became
a bovine because when he was out there on that ship, they didn't have enough water, so he was drinking milk. He was drinking cow milk because it was all right, cow milk, goat milk, and stuff like that. They say it was all right. But then he become a bovine, meaning the DNA, he picked up the DNA of that. Just like when you go right in today, 2014, as we speak it, if you go into the African American, pick up their DNA, you got a lot of chicken in your DNA. What you doing with the DNA of chicken in that? Because hell, you been how many generations have you been eating chicken with blood in it? You didn't kosher your chicken. The Jews call it kosher. The Muslims call it halal. You take the blood out of this meat. When I go to your markets, in any grocery store, you know, you see blood dripping 100 miles an hour. Well, that's poison, especially right now.
Right.
Especially in 2014, well, that poison your whole system, and your babies is eating this. So you poison their system. And so if you understand how your shell, your spaceship, your temple, how it's built, what it's made out of, how it operates, and we once knew this, and the female taught this. Big Mama taught me this, along with Big Papa, but all of this, Big Mama was teaching me this, both of them. See, they taught me this. And so this is supposed to be taught by the female, but the female got to know what to teach. And it ain't no man thing. This is a female thing. You had to keep the male, which Big Mama says is a jackass. If you're a male, you're a jackass, meaning you're a goddamn hobbler. That's what you are. I don't give a damn what you say. You can't say, you can't produce a damn thing. And everything in creation is a hybrid to the female. Get that? It takes the female. The female in any species is the reproducer. Your ass can't reproduce. You don't have a womb. That's what makes her female. Female means iron male. Fe is the symbol of iron. Iron is one of the elements that make up your shell, your temper, your body. Iron. But the female, who she calls herself everything now, but the one that can produce, like I once heard my daddy say, tell her, what they call back in the day a bull diner. He once told one in our cafe, she said, talk shit to daddy. And she knows daddy was going to fire back at her. Daddy say, it's one thing that I know about one of you dykes. You may be a man 3 weeks out of a month. But 1 week out of a month, your ass says that you's a bitch and not a man. That's what my daddy told her. So that's what I have perfect understanding of, Brother Drew. And when I'm taught by people like that, I have perfect understanding. The female was put here to reproduce. She is the mother. Queen Mother, what we used to call her, and we used to treat her as Queen Mother until the white man came in and produced these ways with Christianity. Because, see, when we go back and study the history of God and God death that was here on earth, over in the East, the North, and the South, because see, that bullshit went over here in the Western Hemisphere. We didn't believe in no damn gods over here. This God's ass over here was in the 9th century. The Vikings brought him over here, leave his bed in this high-yard country over here. Yeah, and all the gods, I know every date that the gods came over here. And that's when I'm going to feel the God's ass for coming over here, bringing that whole bullshit over here. So, you know, my mission is the key to the God. The God is absolute knowledge. It's when you have absolute knowledge. You understand how this body works, this thing. And first, I don't understand this because she has to produce the baby that's through reproducing the same baby over and over and over and over and over. This mama called it pedigree. Pedigree means breeding. She would ask you quick, who's your pedigree, son? You come to that. They must be my friend. Big mama looked him in the eye and said, boy, where's your pedigree? I said, she mean who your folks is. And then Big Mama knew your folks. And she was not what she could be with that person. Because if he didn't have the right degree, then he'd be your friend until you got grown. And he couldn't be in Big Mama's house. And that's the way the old colored folks, it was, you know, she wasn't an African person. She was a colored people. She didn't know nothing about no ass. She thought that was a fool. Thought he was an African American because when you say I'm an African, it wasn't she. It was big. Damn, she'll explain it to me. You're saying that you're an African and your father is an American. May 1st, 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American. And 1870, because of a war fight, he led the ex-slave, which is Jew, the emancipated slave, Jew. He let you become a black American up under the South Coast. And so you say I'm an African American. Statement been getting corny to 1964. Sit down looking at just that I'm not no longer a colored person, I'm an African. My dad said that's a goddamn fool. What you're saying is your daddy is a white man, and to know that all of his business was Cushato and Cherokee. And we wasn't no white in our blood. It only got in our blood through my mama's because her daddy was a half breed Cherokee and a Jew. My Jew grandpa. Jew grandpa. He ain't a white boy like my granddaughter. He don't belong to the dramatic race of people. He's a nation off by itself. And he wrote the history of his book. I'm only repeating what his grandpa taught me, but the history of this Anglo-Saxon who changed his name. He's American. And you why he did that. So why would I for African choice? You don't have to say that. People with wisdom and knowledge, and most of the people with wisdom and knowledge, listen to this. They have changed their names. The names we have, statements, especially in our language, Dawaya. That's what I call myself. Dawaya means the beloved of Yah. Zakaya means who did not forget Yah. That's a statement. That's not a name. That's what I go by. And when you learn the language, you pick up your statement. Jewish. Everybody has a Jew to tell you. Change that name. That's one of my stories. And so when you learn the language and you get real right about learning the language, although you might have to keep a slave to have a job and stuff, that's the reason. Just hit there on a stick named Jesus, they mean you in Rome, act as a Roman. Well, when you're in Rome, act as a Roman. And that's what we do. We act as a Roman. The Roman say, what's your name? I tell him it's Dave Y. And get the Roman to ask me that. And that's the Roman is the gist of the department. But if anybody else asks me my name, I tell you I'm Dawyer. I tell you I'm Meatball. And most of the guests of the department know me as Meatball. That's the white man's nickname for me. You know, they all nickname they niggas, especially a nigga that entertains. You always get a nickname every race of people. So you have to understand your enemy. The second law of nature also deals with the laws of opposite, meaning that everything in creation has a natural enemy. If you have the white opposite of you, so when you study this history, if you go to the laws of opposite, everything that a white man teach, when you study this history, everything that he taught you, that is opposite, the teacher, like he taught you that the Garden of Eden and the beginning of civilization was in Africa. That's a how we can prove that? Wasn't it? Because we go into the book, it's where the land where the Garden of Eden was a land of milk and honey, land called paradise, and where the tree of life and the tree of knowledge grow. Well, the tree of knowledge grows in one place, one territory, and it only grows in Haya's country. It doesn't grow east, the west, or the northern hemisphere. You can only find this tree. Oftentimes was known, you see the pebbles, which was Olmec, where the Sheol people lived the great tree. All the tribes over here knew this. That great tree is a place we call Seattle, Washington now, and that's the redwood tree. It ain't no tree as great as that tree in the world. It's the tree of knowledge, the tree of wisdom. At 12 years old, the root of that tree, 36 miles in the ground. Ain't nothing. No machine can drag it up. It takes 500 diamond blade tip saws to cut it down. A diamond is the hardest surface it is. But it takes that much money to cut one of them trees down. That's the reason they don't cut them down. They'll cut a tongue through them. This is knowledge of where the greatest tree, the Bible will tell you, where the tree of wisdom and tree of knowledge is the Garden of Eden. So everything that a white man through religion, started in all black people come from Africa. That's a goddamn lie. And how I know said it was a goddamn lie. And how I know that the Jews told the truth of what on his brother and his teaching, which a Jew was my grandfather, he told me the truth, Jew. He didn't lie to me about his maker or God. I call them who they are. That's who they are. They ain't white people. They made us up. That's the I'm playing the doors with it.
2 minutes, brother, to walk.
What,
hey,
brother?
Two minutes.
Yeah, yeah. See, brother, I'm going to play the doors with them. I'm going to talk about their grandmother and stuff. So once we understand, we completed the system of the body and and then if you understand how this system works and the immune system, another system that we didn't get into. So we'll pick up the immune system, which is something that you have to keep high, and you only keep that immune system high with right food. Everything points its finger back to right food, Brother Drew. Have you noticed that?
Yes, sir. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. I can see the difference in it. Yeah, I said I could see the difference in my grandchildren, the one that's breastfed and the ones that are not. You're right about that.
Right, and that's the key. See, if mama is eating the right food, then the milk from her breast not only bonds the